Kum lenen, a block your murder. Rub to kufnu zayin of the Mishnah. Said the Mishnah, Nafal habayis Allah. We already had this a few times before. Nafal habayis Allah al aviv. So what happened was that the house collapsed, and the son, who was a Yiddish, and the father was a Yiddish, both passed away. The question is, who passed away first? Am I not familiar? If the son passed away first, he never inherited his father. So then the father gets a estate, gets distributed amongst the brothers. If the father passed away first, then the son inherited his father. And then he passes on to the Yoshim. Might have come in, ultimately goes back to the Yoshim anyway. You know, is it is a Baal Chayiv. A Baal Chayiv of the son comes in. If then the son has no other property. If the son if the son predeceased his father, the son still has no property. But if the father predeceased the son, then the son Yashin, a minute. So the Baal Chayiv can stake his claim. Exactly. Look, the Mishnah, not for the bikes, Olav al Aviv, the house fell on him and his father, Olav al Meirisha, or on him, and somebody else who's supposed to pass on the Yerusha to him, but Hoysa Olav, and he had outstanding debt. Suvas Isha u Baal Chayiv. The father say, "Haben meisrishin." The son died first, and therefore he doesn't yash anything, and we're not giving anything to the Baal Chayiv or to the Isha. But Yachakach meisav. Ubali Yachayiv. I mean, the Baal Chayiv say, "If I cared, of meisrishin." The father passed away first, but Achakach meisav ben, and then the son passed away. So therefore, the Baal Chayiv says, "I'm entitled." Beishama aimim yachleiku. Beishama says, "You divide. Why lechayiv do you divide?" There's a suffix in the Vada here. A Vada, the father owned the property. A suffix if the son ever owned the property. So why is the Baal Chayiv entitled to part? So the Gemara already says in Yivam is because if you have a shtar, you're like already a muzik as well. So therefore, like two Vadas here. Leave the nechassim where they are. In other words, in the chazak of the Yoshe Av, because we don't know if the son ever yashin. So the Gemara Tanah Hashem, we learned with Hamal is chaveda b'shtar. If you lend someone money with a shtar, it's goyve minuchasim mishubadim. You have an entitled to collect the chashubadim. So if the leiva aunt sells it, the malva can come and take it away from the lekech. Al yedei edim, but if it was a milva peh, all you have is edim that alone took place, then goyve minuchasim minuchaydim. You're not entitled to collect from the chashim mishubadim, only minuchaydim, and we'll see in the Gemara. And it's a why that's so. Is it because Shabud allowed the Raisa, or is it because even though Shabud the Raisa, Chomet HaKana, Shlatil Delos, my love him. Nobody can lend money anymore if they, yeah. Oh, it's not, sorry, it's not fair, HaKana's Lekuchas, it's not fair in Lekuchas, they didn't know about this loan. Says the Gemara, Boy Shmuel, so Shmuel, that's an interesting question. What about you write in the Shtar that you're not only, that but you also wrote in the Shtar Alvor, the Ikne, anything that I'll buy in the future is also Meshubit to this loan. And then the Kona, you bought properties after the loan. Is this like a Dovah Shaloi Bala Olam, and therefore there's no Shibud on that those properties or not? Mal. Eliba did Rab Meir Damar Adam Makta Dovah Shaloi Bala Olam like to buy the Kona. Rab Meir holds that Makta Shaloi Bala Olam, the Vadei Kona. Why Vadei? This is even stronger than that. Buy a Peter's Dekel. The Peter's not here yet. And yet Rab Meir says that your Kona, here the property exists in the world already. You didn't buy it yet. So it's a lot more Bala Olam than Peter's Dekel. So surely Rab Meir would hold that is chal. Elokite boyloch elibud rabon. They say the amri ain't other makad davar shabal oilam. But over here, maybe consider a shtickle bal oilam because the property exists somewhere in the world. Boy Shmuel, about seven lines above the wide lines, middle wide lines. Boy Shmuel, hakoysim lechaveda. Someone writes his friend, mishabani lech bechayver kol nechosh. All the chosim I'll buy. Ma'u behindu shakoysim b'shtadu the kanoi. This is the lashoni right. Uda osten the mikra. If you're looking super, you have all that. Mao mi tarif melekuches nechassim shekana leva achis b'shtar can then Baal Chayiv go to these lekuches on these properties that were bought after the loan umachle and he sold to these people. The libra that may gabi oim. What does that may say his din? He doesn't say a pay his deck. He says about that mishnah and kedushin laachas that is gaidi that you kedush me after become a gaid. Gabi oim lisha the after kedusha like shiyom is isha when your husband will die. Or your time the chayis his sister will die. Or laachas that is gaidi.
So her existence as a pnuya who shayach to kedushin is not bala oilam. Is that what the
this metzias exactly is not bala oilam. Is loyt to boil the vada kona the kivan the peter's deckel. But dying loy bolo oilam kona, mother peter's deckel in kona. Koshkein, the mishtabdele kakoyes, the osul alma, the kakoyes exist already. Elisha dying loy kona, loy vishay shay 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 What's the name? Do we say there's a difference? Rabban hold you cannot be kinya kinyan. Maybe shibud is stronger. Why? The time of kippurish, the reason we just said a minute ago, because the property already exists in the world somewhere. Just I don't have it yet. Or you know, Ahmed, almur rabbanon l'shibud yosim mekinyan. Maybe if you hold shibud allow that I said, why bechal then can you collect from lukuchas? Because the rabban are like tinnah they love, and we want to make sure people continue lending, they have a support. So maybe that the yakaz of chamim is that strong that we strengthen the power of shibud more than a kinyan. A kinyan does not work loy balaylam, but shibud does. Like tinnah delos they love and oloy. According to Sam Shadash Bam, he's following the shit that says shibud allow that I said.
When you say that
this
so karka is something that the lender can go and chase after if it's been sold, because any karka that you've got has got a
shibud. He has a chayv
at
on
the
it.
Time, at least for the moment, at the time that you buy it. With metalkin, you don't have that.
No, nobody's saying mechanic.
Sorry?
So
what happens if you have a shtar that did is mishabed metalkin?
So the Rambam writes that the goyini were masakin that today metalkin are also mishabed to.
Because
you don't need a feel glim al kaspe directly to you. Minay will something Morrison as well. I can take your shirt off your back because you have a shibud haguf and anything that you own.
Okay, but anything that you sold, they can't come.
No, because either because they can't chamin, because like tin loves and loving, or psai like tin loves and kuchas, nobody's gonna buy anything anymore, or because mat. Of the whole thing that Rabban, you have no shaykhet. Think about it. Amr Abiyyaz, Amr Abiyyaz, Toshma, come in here. It says, interesting case. Reuven lent money to Shimon, and he produces a shtar to Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I paid you back. V'haraya, you know what the raya is? You sold me a property afterwards, and I paid you money. Would you have sold me a property, and I give you money, if I still owed you money, outstanding money for it? Would you have told me first, pay up the shtar, and then I'll sell you the property? Is a raya, you have the shtar in your hand, that I paid you back. That's what Admin says. The Chacham say no.
It's interesting that you've got a line with the shtar.
Yeah, but this is stronger than
lender. Hang on, and the lender is hanging on to the shtar, and they both admit there was another transaction of buying another land. So how come the buyer who owns the money, how come he didn't ask for a shtar back?
It's a good question, but this is a stronger. The raya is than that. The raya that I
charged the one. Yeah, exactly. Why would you sell me property? You would tell me
you first get your money back. And exactly. However, that's Adman's opinion. The Chacham say Pufiket. Chacham say no. The Malva is so smart. He knows the Leva has the money. He goes around claiming he's bankrupt. He's an older man. So, but by selling him the property, now he knows the Leva has money, and a Bal Choiv can collect from properties. So he will tomorrow go and collect
his loan back. Back.
And get his field back. Then the question is, but this property was bought after the loan. So what does that prove? That you could have the shibud of a balva goes even after the thing. As Gemara says, Toshma Chomayim is a hayit pikeach. Faket the malva is a smart fellow. Shemochal lo yezakarki. He sold the property. Neju yochal lemirik mashkelov. He can now go and schlep it back. Amalei Rava minei kaamrit. What are we talking about here? We're talking about here directly from the leiva. Minei afilu meglimid al kaspe. There's no such thing over here. We never had a shaila if this guy brought property 10 years later if the malva can collect from it. Of course he can, because minei there's a shibud aguf. Shibud aguf automatically means there's a chayv on all the assets. Our shaila is if your aunt sold it, what happens? But the Gemara keep coming along. The ikne kano macha. Our shaila is you bought and then you sold it with the kufnu zayin of about 10 lines at the bottom. Or the ikne kano b'haydish and his maydish can the balchay collect from it. We're having a question over here that if a loiva borrower who's any property that he had and he sold the balchay can collect from. What about properties that he made up of the malva? Any new properties that buy your also have a shibud and he unsold them. Can you according to Chacham hold that the cannot be a machne? What about a shibud? Maybe it's different because the land already existed, just you didn't buy it yet. But I'm going to touch my coming another night. My mission right here. It says if enough, all the all of Allah, the house fell on him and on his father. Allah, the on him and his mighty of those who bequeathed to him. But he's looking to the Shabbat. He had both debts outstanding, and then after many years, Yeshua, when my Ben Messician, if the son died first, he has nothing. Leave us alone. About the chayv, he's aiming for care to of Messihulu now. And the whole part is that the Balchayv can collect if the son died after the father, then the son yashins, the Balchayv can collect. But if the son yashins, this field came into the Rishus of the son after way the after Havel, after yeah. Is a raya that the ikne works. These are the ikne kano, mocha, the ikne kano, vahedish, loy mishtabit, I'm sure, but nihi, the mace, now makes issue, even I'll argue with you, right, of died first, ikne hu, lechayde, the son died first, but so what, it's the ikne, this is a future tense. Again, says the Gemara of Nachman, okay, so the Gemara over here, in this case, I'll say that Avraham Nachman Zeira Chavir Nachman said that Zeira, our friend, said, Tirguma, he entered the Mishnah, Mitzvah Allah Yisaimim Lefroya Chayva Zavir. And here's different. There's a mitzvah for Tak, it's not Al Shibud Raisa, maybe Tak in new properties, normally not a Shibud, but over here, the Yoshin have a mitzvah to pay up his Chayvas.
What is the Pshat when he says mitzvah? What's mitzvah mean?
Like Gemara Erechim will see, it's a mitzvah to Al Kibra of Aim, or else.
Tzivui, or is it a Lashon?
No, yeah, that's.
The case in the Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
Is subject to dispute between Bishana and Bishul.
Yeah.
Right, so when Rav Chama brings this and wants to bring a Raya, is he bringing it according to Bishana or according to Bishul?
Makes absolutely no difference. My life can even have, why even have a discussion? When you say he's split in half, where does it go? It goes back to the same ears, will get whichever way you learn. The only life committee is about
so right. Says, bring a Raya,
both, from the Etzeminion. Says the Gemara, Maske Ravashi, ich verstehe nicht. Milva apeu. What kind of mitzvah are you saying over here? Since that this is a milva apeu.
Not the Mishnah.
Sorry.
Not in the Mishnah.
No, we're talking about the Mishnah.
The Mishnah says chad b'shtar.
In the case of a. Okay. Yeah. True. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. No. If you hold that the ikne does not work, yeah. If you hold the ikne does not work, then it's not recorded, including the shtar. If it's not included in the shtar, it's a milva peh. If it's in the milva peh, then they don't have to pay. So l'chay is a good raya. You wanted them for really ikne doesn't work. And why are they? Why is the balchayim entitled to take from this estate if the son yashin? Because mitzvah prey bechayv zavin. No, there isn't. The only time the mitzvah prey bechayv zavin is if there's a shtar. But if you hold that ikne does not work, then it's not included in the shtar. So as far as these new properties are concerned, it's a milva peh. There's no mitzvah prey bechayv zavin by milva peh. But if the rabbis want to say milva peh ain't a goyve lemish on the kuchas, we'll see later why. A different opinion, a pop and all that. Says the Gemara, Elohamani la Meirhi. This our Mishnah, the author of Mishnah Meir, holds that no raya. Maybe it's a Meir holds the Amar Adam Makadava Shabbalalam, and therefore, this doubt also works. So every time you're going to bring me a raya from Mishnah Braisa that shows that future properties work, I'll tell you, goes to what a Meir holds that Yimadach Yimakadava Shabbalalam, surely you can be Mishabbat Adava Shabbalalam. Madach, fruits of the tree don't exist yet, and yet it's included in the sale. So surely a land, a property that exists somewhere, just I didn't buy it yet, surely is included. I'll give you another eye. We know, if you predate a shtar, and you borrow the money in 15 days of Nissan, and you write the date of the first day of Nissan, that is possible. Why? Because you're going to collect from properties that were sold from the Chodesh Nissan, when in fact you're not entitled to. If we borrow the money, let's say, in Tezvav Nissan, and you dated it, you post-dated it to Tezvav Tishrei, not a problem. Faket. So any, you're sparing the lekuchas till Tezvav Tishrei. Now, you can tell me that anything which is not included in the property. Is not included. Mukhadi in a Mike Shadin. So why? But now we got a problem. What about properties he bought? No, it was when he, the loan actually happened to Tezvav Nissan. So the only, if you hold that any future properties are not included in the sale. So which properties are included in the sale? Only those that he owned until Tezvav Nissan. But he wrote a date of Tezvav Tishrei. If I bought a property in the middle of Sivan, it will be included in the shtar, right? Because Tezvav Tishrei is a date. So we'll think that, as long as this guy owned it before Tezvav Tishrei and sold it, afterwards, the Malva has a right to collect it. But the problem is the Malva has no right to collect it because he bought it after Tezvav Nissan and it's the Ikne. And the Ikne doesn't work. So every mission that we took for granted throughout Shas, because this is the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, we had a few places, Bashtar Mekdomin, you know, I want to go to Kondasa Yochir Ameir, and so on and so forth. No. Omar, just yet, it's a modern zach. Omar, we haste this. Omar, Rabbi Mishav, Shemeshmei, the Rabbi, Toshma, Kuvin Her. It said that if Lamoshal, the Baal Chayv comes and seizes the property from the Lakeah, goes back to them to his vendor and gets collect back his money. He's right, he's being reimbursed. What about any improvements made on the field? If the vendor doesn't have any, he can go to the vendor's other purchasers and get his money back, because he predated them, because he was a guarantee. But for the shevach, he cannot go to the other purchasers. He can only go directly to the vendor, because we had already in Gittin that any particular loan that has no limit, you cannot go back to the You cannot go back to the vendor. So the Gemara says, you cannot go to Lukuchas, because it's not fair. They can't protect themselves. Toshma, we learn, let's say Reuben sold the field to Shimon, v'yishbicha, and Shimon approved it. Uba Balchayv, Tarva came along, Balchayv of Reuben, and seized the field, Kishu Goyv, and now Shimon turns around to the Balchayv, to Reuben, and says, look, you have to reimburse me, Goyv, Sakeren, Minachosim, Mishabodim. So the Keren, the principal of the field, he can go out and collect from anyone who bought a property from Reuben. But the shvach, he can only collect from the chasim and nechaydin, because there's no shibbutz there. Now, is al kadatach. If you're going to tell me that the ikne kana umocha, the ikne kana v'hoidish, ulay mishtav v'chayv, anything new, is not mishubbutz. Amai goyve, why can he collect the shvach? Why can he collect shvach at all? This is lechayda a new. It's like a property that was bought afterwards. So why can he collect it at all? So the gemara. Hamani, who is this? This is a maid. Omar, Oda Mak the Dover Shalom. Again, it's about maid. The Yemak the Dover Shalom. Question is, why is the Baal Chayv entitled to collect the Shvach at all? The Shvach was not included in the field when he made the loan. And any improvements in the field happened afterwards. If it happened afterwards, and if you hold that the Dovah Shalai Ba'olam, the Baal Chayv is not entitled to, why is he entitled to take the improvements of the field B'chlal?
But don't you have to relate the value of the field back to what the original line was, and so therefore the Shvach...
Shvach is not part of the field, and you have no Shibin on it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but even if you did, you'd have to give the guy the money.
Oh, yeah, we had a discussion, and we had, if he could tell him, take a smaller piece of the field, or, whatever, yeah.
But Gazlan, who steals land and improves it, he has to give it back, but you have to pay the Gazlan for the improvements.
We had before.
Yes, I'm saying as a culture case,
the question is what right
better than a Gazlan.
The Baal Chayv is owed $500. The field and the improvements together are worth $500.
At the time of the loan.
No, now there were no improvements then. Then it was $400, but he had a whole bunch of fields. Right. And now the field is worth $500. So Baal Chayv takes the field for the $500. And then the question is, so how does he get reimbursed? $400 he gets from many of the lekuchas, and the $100 he has to go directly to the vendor. The question is, why is the Baal Chayv entitled to take the shirach at all? It wasn't around at the time of the loan. And if you hold that the ikni, anything new that comes afterwards, is considered loy ba loylam, he has no right to it. Why is he taking the shirach? The answer is, he's taking it because...
According to
the Meir, who says that you marked it for surely a shibbutz. Now the Gemara doesn't answer the question. The Gemara now continues. Im tim talema, if you're going to make a final decision that the ikne kana umach, that if I say the ikne, anything I buy in the future, and then the guy bought, the labor bought and sold, or the ikne, anything you buy in the future, and kana v'haydish he bought, and he passed it on, loy mishtabed. If the din is what? That is not included, there's no shibud there, no halay mishtab. There's nothing, I have no further questions, then it's not mishtab, obviously. My question is, im tim tzalei mishtabit. What happened the following case? No, we haven't made a final determination, but if you're going to determine what? That if I say the ikne, shibud is so strong that he is entitled to anything new that happens afterwards. So what about in the following case? Loive, he said lover and the lover. He borrowed in Nissan and he said the ikne. And then he borrowed again in Tishrei and he said, the Ikne. Does the second guy cancel out the first guy? Is it like a Chazorah? First guy, he said, any new properties I buy, you have it. And then he goes to the second guy and says, any new properties I buy, the Shibud is on that. So the second guy canceled the first guy.
But can't the first guy say, Shtari Koid?
One second. Well, Machlekes. And then, but it goes a bit more. He bought new properties after Tishrei. He bought a Cheshvin. Who now has that? The who right has the lien on the group property? Cheshvin, the second guy or the first guy?
Lender.
Yeah, Belinda's mom saying what the is. Do we say lekama mishtabed? Because starting like Yimi says, and therefore I'm entitled to. I'm first. Or the second guy? What's the shaila? Let's do the Rambam second line. V'im tim to lem b'di'ikne konu mochem ishtabed lo v'kosev l'malve. He wrote to the malve, she bought it to loch kol n'chosay d'kanoi in your properties. V'u'di'ikne, and then I will sell v'chosar v'lov. And then he went ahead and borrowed a second time. Ach, another person. V'kosev, he wrote, k'moy, she kosev l'adish, the first guy. V'achikach kol n'chosev, and he bought new properties. Afterwards, u'mochra, and he unsold them. Oishim, mezer, he died v'hoidishim l'yoshim, passed them on to the yoshim. Both lenders come literally for Isan and Chosim. They want to schlep away these Chosim. Hadin imi, who has the title to it? Lekama mishtabed. Shad Chosim mishtab mugdim because he was reshtabed first. Oy lebasim mishtabed. Why? The lealim the ikne litvois, because when does it take effect, the ikne? Not the moment you wrote it. It takes effect only when the property was actually bought. Adchi voyan Chosim ba'olam. And when you bought it, v'chikoni han in Chosim acher kain ha'hadu be'mekama. By then already you cancel the first one because you're giving the second one rights. That means you change your mind. Nobody's rights took effect yet for the new properties. The existing properties, as soon as you made the loan, that you had your shibud. The new property, I didn't buy it. Where's the shibud chal? It's in cyberspace. So when I gave to the second guy that same right to the shibud, what am I saying? I'm eliminating. I'm the first guy. I'm saying I know you'll have it. So in a month later, when I bought new properties, whose shibud is chal on these new properties? The second guy.
So where does that leave the first guy?
Zero.
Shall I tinul as it does before I love it? Why should I give you halvor? You're going to go take another halvor.
I don't have to give you the kanoi. Nobody generally, when they say by a loan, any new properties I buy, you don't say anything. Usually, you know, achrayi toy seferu, whatever it is, it is. But I'm being generous. You can't have tinus to me.
So what are the facts here again? There's a loan in
the one guy. Reuven is a loan which all the properties are the pre-existing, there's a shibud, but then he also added in clause, and any new properties I buy and I unsell, you have a right to collect them. 6 months later, he didn't buy any new properties yet.
He takes another loan
to somebody else,
yes.
And he says the exact same thing. And a month later, he buys new properties and he unsells them. So according to the first day, as we'll see in a minute, it's the first guy because his date is first. The second guy, no, since the shibud wasn't chal yet. Till I didn't buy the new property yet. So when I said to the second guy, you have the right, the first guy didn't have any rights yet because nothing there. So it's as if I canceled the first guy and I'm giving it to the second guy. Unless there's surplus property or something else. But I'm canceling your first right.
So it was why am I canceling the right?
Because I gave it to the second guy. You don't have anything. All it is I'm being a nice guy. I don't have to give it to you. So I'm changing my mind.
He has the rishus to cancel the
vices he does because he didn't buy it yet. Because he didn't buy it yet, he has. So therefore, there's no connection between any of these two guys. Yeah. Exactly. It's all.
So in other words, by saying to somebody else, whatever I'm buying, I'm shabbat to you. The first guy is out of the picture, the Gabi, that
property. That's right. In other words, the question really is, when I say that, is the pshat is that the chalois array takes place straight away, just has nowhere to be chal, or because it has nowhere to be chal, there's no chalois yet. Nothing happened yet.
And because then you gave somebody else,
so exactly. There's nowhere to go.
Why aren't we worried of Shemosa Kanunya? Maybe he'll make a kunz like this.
He'll
borrow from Ruv, and then he gets together with Shimon and says, you know what?
What does Shimon gain from making the
property?
Game? How should we get there? So he's allowed to. You don't need a kanun. You're saying, halachi, you can do that. You don't have to make any tricks, any kunsen. I acknowledge I gave it to you before. Change your mind. Nothing happened yet. It's just a promise. Exactly. You had to give a better offer. Exactly. So we have a machlekes. Amrav Nachman Hamilsi Boilon. This question was asked by Sholchem Metam. We sent him to Israel. Rishon Kana. Rav Nachman said the first guy's Kana. Rav Huna Ma Yachleku. Rav Huna says, no, we actually have to divide. Why? Because look at what Rambam says. Yachloiku, kol echad lefi ma'osav. We'll do it pro rata. We'll do it pro rata. Why? The bebas achas nishtabdu lehem. The shibud is chal both at the same time when you bought that new property. So the achad beis alvos kona. He when did he buy the property? A month after the second alvos. Both shibudim fall chal concurrently. There's no kedima bezmane. You tiny, the first guy has kedima bezmane because he started it first. I'm telling you, there's no kedima. We don't believe that he changed his mind. Maybe he has no right to change his mind, whatever it is. But I'm telling you that the poil, there's no chalois at all. When did the chalois happen? The moment you bought it. So both occurrence.
We tried to say the guy here writing to the second star that anything I buy, I'll shove it to you.
We're saying no, no string is canceling. The question is, when was the chalais?
Oh,
is
that you wrote?
Yeah, but we changed our mind. So when is the chalais?
According to the Haman, if you're giving somebody in writing, hacking to somebody in writing, don't you have to cancel the thing in writing or something?
So you're saying all it is a promise. There's nothing with the chalais. Even if you put in writing, a double shalab al-oil, if I put in writing, it's meaningless.
When I'll buy property, I'll do something with you.
Exactly. So, okay, I'm going to invite. Oh, Ravina, Ravina says, interesting. Ravina says, Madura Kama de Ravashi, the first time Ravashi went through Shas, Amalan, he told us, Rishon Kana, the first guy is Kana. Madura Basa, the second time Ravashi went through Shas, Amalan Yachleiku, he said to the vibe, Hichz Yachleiku. When did he go down the first time? Look, amazing Rashbam.
That doesn't mean when he's
look at Rashbam. No. Look at Rashbam. Madura Basa, when he learned the Gemara,
second time
he changed his mind. Now look what how it took him. Nimtza b'tshuva b'hayu. Rav Ashi chai 60 shana. Rav Ashi lived 60 years. Uvechol shana every year machze Talmudei b'shnei chotcha kala. Every year, 2 months a year. Remember, we had Tishrei and Tishrei. This is when he used to give a shir on the Gemara. That's 60 mesechtes in Shas. He did 2 mesechtes a year, Tishrei and Nisan. So it took Rav Ashi 30 years to go through Shas.
When he was a baby.
Zero. Vashem Tov learned Chumash and Rashi when he was 3 months old. V'chein osa b'shloishim shanim achroinim. And then he did it again. Another 30 years. Umadura kama hainu shloishim shanim rishonim, the first 30 years. Umadura basa hain shloishim achroinim.
So he was giving a shir.
You think that literature shivas learned slow. Took 30 years to go through Shas.
When he learned in the early years, was already the text formula? Whatever we've got, was that text formula?
Whatever it was. Whatever it was. And we learned already before that all the Tanoim we had before in Rashbam, that the Tanoim knew the whole Shas, and then it was forgotten, and Abai Rav just brought it back. Remember Rashbam we did by Hillel had a day to
Midim?
Wasn't
Ravina and Ravashi the last ones? They were the ones who recorded
it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, even though they recorded it, when they recorded the Madhu Abasa of
Ravashi?
We're talking about Ravashi. Ravashi.
No, but he's saying it was Ravina's Madhu Abasa.
No, Ravashi. Ravashi taught Shas for 60 years to go through Shas twice. And Dafa Yemi, we do it in 7.5 years. We're doing all right. We finished Shas 4 times, but he took him once.
That's why he was Rav Ashi and we're not.
Okay. Let's go back. It's Rav Ashi. Let's go back. Ben Gesher just learned when he got older and young. He's learning on his own. The first part of his Rashbam is when he learned on his own. The second part of his Rashbam is when he gave Shiurim. Let's go back. Mason, that's a question. The Shevach HaKoy is Ketzad. Hadei Shemach HaSalach Bedoi. Let's say Rumi sold the field to Shimon. V'yishbicha and Shimon improved the field. Uba Balchayv and Tarfa and Balchayv came along with Reuben and took away the field from Shimon. Kishu Goyv is a camel chalish abadim. The Balchayv collect. Sorry, Shimon, the buyer collects the principal from Reuben. Or if Reuben owns all the property, knows the properties. There's a shev. I'm the chosn lechayim, but the shev came directly from Reuben. The misa. And if you correct it, yachleiku. Well, lechayde chatzis shvach miboyle. If you write it, yachleiku, then you should only get. That he should only be the Balchayv should get only half the shvach because the lekech is entitled to the other half. So you want to answer, my goyven autoni chatzi shvach. Let's just do the bottom, the last Rashbam. Chatzi shvach. Vishnuya de samchu. This is a reliable answer. Mahod shamin of him we learn out. The hod amma shmul vishnai morzin. Balchoyv goyven a shvach. Lois vidal on kavose. Shmul says the Balchoyv had to collect the full shvach. Does not agree with the Gemara here. Ela goyven chatzi shvach. We paskin, you only collect half a shvach. Chen alocha. You're only entitled to half the shvach because both choyves come concurrently. Over here, Shmuel has a question. Future, what happens? Remember, shvach is a new thing. The ikne, and we are pasking over here. The ikne is only yachloiku, right? Because even though your shtar is kaidim hishtar, the bal choyv came before the lekeach. It doesn't matter when the shvach happened. They both are there concurrently. They're both entitled to half. And so how can it be over there? Shmuel says that the Baal Chayv gets everything. He doesn't believe in he believes in Ikne and he's totally entitled. He's Shtar comes first. Ikle Meimah, the Libra Meir Kamar. They go to the Meir, holds Dovah Shalabah Olam, so he holds there for the Baal Chayv entitled to everything. Uyinami Boilon Rabbanim Mai, the EU Poshim and Afshah, he's Poshim himself, the Ikne Kone, the Svarz and Afshah Kamar, his own Svarz.
I don't understand though, with all of these